Welcome once again to Life Changers International Church. Wherever you're watching from, I believe God is with us. God is in our midst. Jesus said, if two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is in our midst right now. And I pray because he's in our midst, I pray you would experience his love today. I pray you would experience his power today. I pray you would experience his Holy Spirit today. I pray you will experience his healing today, his blessing, his wisdom, his outrageous generosity in Jesus' name. Receive your healing right now. Receive your breakthrough right now. Just say, Father, I thank you that you're so good to me. Father, I thank you. I receive my healing. Just say that I receive my healing. I receive my breakthrough. I receive my miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, I want to get right into today's teaching, and I want to talk to you about the most outrageous facts of God's generosity. I started with 10 of the most outrageous facts about the generosity of God, but we didn't even get through them. We didn't even get to them. The last time we were together, we talked about what will happen to us when we understand this generosity of God. What will be the effect? What will be the fruit? And we learned about how it'll lead us to repentance. God's generosity will lead us to change. It will cause us to win in spiritual warfare. It will make us generous ourselves. It will free us from negative emotions. But now I want to talk about what are these facts about God's generosity, these outrageous facts. Can it be true? Does the Bible really say he's this outrageously generous the way I'm describing? Yes, it does, and I'm going to go through those with you. When you get a hold of this, your faith is going to soar. The reason people are drowning in unbelief and fear and anxiety is because they have been sold a bill of goods about a mistaken belief about God, that God is somehow not generous or not kind or not patient. He's all of those things and so much more. Yes, he's too good to be true, but he is true. Outrageous generosity of God. Fact number one. Here we go. Let's look at the facts. Outrageous generosity of God. Fact number one. God has blessed us, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. The scripture says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Think about this verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. This fact, this outrageous fact of God's generosity, this outrageous fact of his blessing in our lives. It is beyond our imagination that God even saved us. It's beyond our imagination that he even forgave us. It's almost beyond our imagination that he's even adopted us as his own children, made us joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and has blessed us with every blessing in heaven. My goodness, that's why Jesus said, pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because in heaven, everyone knows how generous God is. In heaven, all the angels know. In heaven, all the elders know. In heaven, all the people that have gone there after they've died in this life and have gone home to be with him in heaven, they are fully aware of how generous, how outrageously generous he is, how outlandishly generous he is. When you get a hold of how generous God is, it causes your faith to be stirred up. You can start believing God for anything, because he said he'll do above and beyond, exceeding abundantly above and beyond what we can ask or think. So outrageous fact number one, God has blessed us with every blessing in heaven. And when we start thanking him for those things, those blessings in heaven, spiritual blessings that manifest in material, earthly, physical ways, it's going to come upon you and overtake you. Outrageous fact number two. The scripture goes on to say also in Ephesians chapter 1 that God has lavished his grace upon us. He has lavished his grace upon us. I want you to think of this word, lavish. He lavishes his grace. This is not a stingy God. He lavishes his grace. This is not a budgeting God. Nothing wrong with having a budget, and you should have one financially. You should have one for your food. You should have one for all these areas of our life. But God does not have a budget of his grace. It is measureless. It is ever abounding. It is the throne of his grace is never runs out. The throne of his grace never stops. The fountains of his mercy and grace that flow from the throne of his grace through the blood of Jesus never runs out. God has lavished his grace upon us. I want to read you this verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Listen to where our salvation comes from, forgiveness comes from, our redemption comes from. He said, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. So we have redemption, we have the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he's lavished upon us. God didn't give us some limited, stingy amount of grace. He lavished us with it out of his riches. He doesn't simply give us the grace to be, for our sins to be covered. He gives us the grace for our sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. He doesn't just give us the grace of forgiveness. He gives us the grace to know him, the grace to love him, the grace to adore him, the grace to love others, the grace to become like him, the grace to enjoy him, the grace to be transformed by him. Wow. This is just a few of the things that God has abundantly, lavishly supplied. Outrageous fact number two is God has lavished his grace upon us. I really want you to get a hold of that. Number one, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Not a few, every blessing. Number two, outrageous fact number two, God has lavished his grace upon us. Outrageous fact number three about the generosity of God. The outrageous fact number three, our Father holds nothing back from us. Our Father holds nothing back from us. I want you to say that out loud. Say it with me. Say, our Father, our Heavenly Father, holds nothing back from us. Listen to this verse in Romans 8:32. What's happening? Your mind is being renewed to discover how generous God really is. And the more you understand how generous he is, the more negative emotions you'll conquer, the more spiritual warfare you'll win in. The more you understand the outrageous generosity of God, the more you'll experience your own type of generosity. And you'll see that it's easy to be generous because you discover freely you've received, therefore you freely give. The more we understand about these facts, these outrageous facts of God's generosity, the more we will experience his blessing and his favor and his direction in our lives. Listen, this will change you. When you get a hold of the outrageous generosity of God, it changes you. It leads to repentance. It transforms you from the inside out. It makes you want to forgive people. It makes you want to love people. It makes you want to share with people. It makes you want to reach other people. It makes you want to spend time with God. When you realize how generous he is, you'll want to talk to him. When you realize how generous he is, you'll want to ask him for his wisdom. When you realize how generous he is, you'll want to spend time with him. He's not a stingy God. We need to dispel and destroy the myth of a stingy God, because he's not anything like that. He's like it says in Romans 8:32. Look at what it says. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Listen, I want to read this to you again. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? You see, what God's trying to get across to us in Romans 8:32 is, if God would give you the greatest thing, Jesus, why would he withhold the lesser thing? He won't. He will, without holding back, give us access to all things. All things you need. You need a miracle, he's not holding it back. You need a job, he's not holding it back. You need friends, he's not holding them back. You're holding him back in your mind by believing that he's this size when he's really immeasurable, that his generosity is limited when it's really unlimited, that his goodness is in short supply when really his goodness is in abundant supply and it never runs out. No, you see, if he gave us Jesus, why wouldn't he give us wisdom? If he gave us Jesus, why wouldn't he give us the ideas we need? If he gives us Jesus, why wouldn't he give us the understanding we need? If he gives us Jesus, why wouldn't he give us the other desires of our hearts? Boy, when you get a hold of this, Romans 8:32, he gives all things. He gives us hope. according to Jeremiah 29:11. He gives us a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. He gives us rain and sun to grow our plants and to get our harvests. In Matthew 5, he gives us grace, according to James 4:6. He gives us his blessing, according to Acts 3:21. He gives us faith, according to Romans 12:3. He gives us wisdom, according to James 1:5. We could go on and on like this forever, because his generosity never runs out. Outrageous fact number 4. So far, what are the outrageous facts of God's generosity? Outrageous generosity of God. Fact number 1, he's blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Fact number 2, he's lavished his grace upon us. Fact number 3, our Father holds nothing back from us. If he gave us Jesus, why would he hold back anything else? This is how the devil is trying to defeat you. This is how the devil is winning in spiritual warfare against you, by getting you to believe in a stingy God, by getting you to believe that God doesn't have enough, or that you've done something wrong, or that God's holding back from you. He's not holding back anything. He did not spare his own son, Romans 8:32 says. He did not spare his own son. He didn't withhold his son. He will not withhold any good thing from you. The Bible says in James 1, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach. What does that mean, he gives to all men generously? Anybody that asks of him, anybody that lacks, in this case, in James 1:5, he's talking about if you lack wisdom. But the same generous God who is generous in wisdom is also generous in ideas. He's also generous in health. He's also generous in friends. He's also generous in power. He's also generous in miracles. He's also generous in finances. He's generous in every way. He's generous in spending time with us. He's generous in healing us, delivering us, freeing us, supplying for us, abounding in our lives, overflowing in our lives. The Bible says the windows of heaven will open and will overtake you. You won't have room enough to contain it all. This is how outrageously generous God is. When you get a hold of the fact that he gave us Jesus, then you soon realize he's not holding anything good back from you. He says, in James 1:5, again, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach. What does that mean? He gives to everyone generously and without reproach, which means he doesn't shame you for asking. He's not mad at you for asking. Even in when the mother of the two sons of Zebedee said, Jesus, we want to ask you something for my sons. And he said, ask freely, go ahead, ask. And she said, well, when come into your kingdom, I want one of my sons on your left side and I want one of your sons on your right side. You know, this is the only time when anybody asked God for anything, this is the only time that he didn't give it to them. But in this case, he said, but he didn't withhold it from them either. He said, you know, the one who sits, your sons can have my life, they can be baptized with my baptism, they can go through what I'm going through, they can have what I have, but to sit on my right or my left hand, that's up to the Father, Jesus said. That's up to the Father. We're going to leave that in the Father's hands. But every other place, it just shows that even when she asked for something that was rather arrogant, he did not shame her, he did not reproach her, he was not mad at her. He didn't say, how dare you ask me that? He said, you know, here's what I can promise. They can have this, they can have this. But as far as sitting on my right hand and sitting on my left, that's up to the Father. That's not for me to choose. That's up to the Father. What a powerful picture of how generous God is. Maybe they will be on his right and on his left. We know that we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we have that place with him because he gave it to us. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Wow. Our Father's holding nothing back from us. Well, I really want us to stop here simply because I've got less time to deal with and more facts, more outrageous facts to go over with you, but not enough time today to do it. So outrageous generosity of God, fact number 1, he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Outrageous fact number 2, he's lavished his grace upon us. Outrageous fact number 3, our Father holds nothing back from us. according to Romans 8:32, James chapter 1, verse 5, Psalm 84, verse 11, and we go on and on. That's how outrageously generous he is. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you that you have given us an opportunity to have our minds renewed to your generosity, to have our minds renewed to your true nature, to have our minds renewed to what you're really like. We bind Satan from blinding the minds of every person connected here, blinding their minds from seeing the true identity of how generous you are. I bind the blinding spirits. I command Satan to take his hands off of every person that is misguided and has a mistaken belief about God. I pray, Father, that each of them would truly understand you as Father, Heavenly Father, that you will supply richly all our needs because you're that good and so much better. Father, I pray for those that are watching right now that don't think that you're rich in forgiveness. I pray that they would see that you're lavishly pouring your grace upon them, and they can have an abundance of forgiveness, and they can have more forgiveness than they have sin. Where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. I pray they would see that. And if you've never, by the way, if you've never received Jesus into your life, pray this prayer with me right now. If you've never been sure you're going to go to heaven when you die, pray this with me right now. Heavenly Father, I believe, come on, pray that out loud. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Say that, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died for me and rose from the dead. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. Say that out loud, pray that out loud. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. I believe now you are my Father. Say that out loud. I believe now you are my Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are now a part of the family of God. And every person who's prayed this with us, I want to give this gift to you. It's my book, The Power of a New Life. It's absolutely free. It's the next steps in your journey with God. It will truly lay the proper foundation for your life so that you can grow and be all that God has created you to be. Thanks for being connected here today. If you need anything, reach out to us. Make sure to download this book. You can download it anywhere for free. It's my gift to you. And till our next service together, remember that God loves you, I love you, and Jesus is on your side for you, not against you, and everything is going to be all right. God bless.